So-called resistance committees in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, have led the calls for peaceful protests to continue. And on Thursday, supporters were back on the streets. They chant against the military, which took over power in October last year, bringing an end to a two-year transitional government. The UN mission in Sudan launched an initiative earlier this week in an attempt to break the country's political deadlock. It wants to get political parties, associations, civil society groups, and the military round a table to discuss the way forward. But the response has so far not been good.
We reject the UN initiative. It sets the path for a base of compromise and negotiation with the military, which we refuse to have in power because they came up through a coup. The military should be removed from power, and then we'll reach out to the various parties and come up with a way to form a complete civilian government. But for now, we cannot negotiate with the military.
A deal in November between the military and Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok failed to appease political parties or the protest movement. Hamdok eventually resigned earlier this month. Resistance committees set up in residential neighborhoods have been organizing protests on an almost daily basis against military rule.
We want a complete civilian rule. That's been the goal of this revolution since 2019. For 30 years, people have been living under an oppressive state, and the revolution that started was for a civilian government. We want the army out.
In this latest protest, tear gas and stun grenades were fired. The use of live ammunition by security forces was also reported. At least two deaths were reported, including the death of a senior police officer. Medics say several protesters were also injured. Protest organizers say they'll only sit down to discuss Sudan's future when the military leaves the political scene and is off the streets. They appear united, in stark contrast to political parties, which are divided on whether to accept the UN effort aimed at ending the deadlock or reject it. Several parties have called it a move to legitimize the military takeover. Others say they'll need more consultations before deciding.
We're currently talking as a political coalition. We don't want to go back to square one or to the situation before the military coup. We have clear goals that need to be achieved, which is having a civilian government for Sudan's transition and the return of the military and security forces to their normal positions, just like other security forces in the world.
The violence seen in this latest protest and death of a senior security official could delay any further diplomatic attempts to end the crisis. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.